At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, Hannah needs to share something with you. She has an announcement to make with you in about 5 minutes from now. But first, you have to officially announce your car sucks. Hannah bought her dream car, was so excited, and she bought it in the most spontaneous way possible. She was definitely bamboozled by a car salesman, and now it's even proven that she got screwed over by a car salesman. Was getting a routine oil check at the Jeep dealership. He's like, I know you've always wanted a Wrangler. I can make it affordable for you. And then Hannah drove off with a Wrangler. Dream car. Been freaking out. How long have you had this thing?
I'm about to be, 2 months? 3 months?
Maybe. I think maybe 2 months. You made like one payment. On the show, you even talked about how you had gotten a chip in your windshield before you made your first payment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now that you made your first payment, something else had happened.
Yes. My perfect baby Barbie dream car has gotten hit. And to make it worse,
already
it was hit by someone in my own family.
No.
What? Yes. So,
Kat thinks it's
hilarious.
Are
they still alive?
Yes. Are they still alive? Hannah killed the family member.
Yeah. So my family and I are watching Love Island the other day, and all of a sudden my sister
Love Island
gets up and darts out of the living room and runs outside, and I was like, that was weird. And then all of a sudden my brother gets up. Darts outside. And I literally thought someone died. I'm like, okay, here we go. Another funeral on the way. Well, then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, they were knocking on the window for me to come outside. I step one pinky toe out the door and my sister's like, Hannah, I just wanted to let you know that Maria hit your car. And I was like, what?
I was really hoping it was the nephew that you busted, you ran it out for drinking.
Oh, no.
He just smashed into her car.
God knew it couldn't be him.
Oh, no.
I was really hoping that he got some
payback.
It was
my niece, Maria. And God love her, I was not mad. Mad wasn't the word.
You're lying. She was pissed.
No, mad wasn't the word. Actually, I felt a little sad for Maria, my little niece, because
I was disappointed in her.
She was so scared of me.
I would have been too.
That she darted the scene. She darted the scene.
She
ran away.
She
ran run in your driveway because she was so scared that I was going to be livid with flames coming out of my ears, that she was horrified of me that she left because she knows how much I love my car. And Maria, I love you. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
How much damage is done?
So there's like a little scuff and bump on my bumper.
Oh, that we all saw it. Yeah. It looks terrible. Oh, like just throw the car away.
Exactly.
Just you got to trade it in.
This isn't the first car accident to happen in your guys' driveway.
No, it's like the fifth. My old car ran into the house.
Wow.
It's the driveway.
Is it weird? Do you guys have a circle? They're a rich fancy driveway that's like a circle?
It needs to be a circle. Instead, it's like a square rectangle with like a pin turn. It's crazy. It's insane. But guys, I'm literally not kidding. That is not the only accident that happened to me this week. Yesterday, leaving work, I got hit too.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
no.
I did. I swear to you, I did.
On our way filming, because I was sitting inside McDonald's and I saw Hannah outside. I was like, she's here. Why isn't she coming in? And she was inspecting the back of her car.
Who hit you?
And I was like, what happened?
Like a random?
Was it
like
a random stoplight? Person. Not even in a vehicle. So, guys, I'm not kidding.
Yes, guys. Random homeless guy just walked up against
was,
the Jeep.
Somebody just hit your car.
Listen.
They were angry at
with a shopping cart. With his homeless shopping cart.
Guys, no. This only would happen to me. So I'm at a stoplight, and this homeless person comes in front of me and was trying to signal, like, for food. So I didn't know what to do, so I was kind of looking away, felt a little awkward. So then he went behind.
You jerk. You deserve to get hit.
No. He went behind my car, and I'm thinking, okay, he's going somewhere else. This dude is in an electric wheelchair, slams into the back of my car, reverses, and slams into it again. I am not kidding.
Good for him.
I am not kidding.
Good for him.
I just had to sit there and accept that, like, that was happening. I was like, there's absolutely no way. So I need to contact the KFC that's below us now to try and get the footage of this homeless man ramming into my car with his electric wheelchair.
Did that leave damage?
So I didn't notice it at first, but then last night I noticed that since I have a Jeep Wrangler, there's like a tire on it. Well, behind the tire, my bumper is cracked.
What are you going to do with the footage?
So now I have a scratch, a crack, and a bump.
What you should have done is not told your family that yesterday happened. And they would have paid for all of it because they thought it was their daughter that did all of it.
Yeah, that's you.
I don't want to put that on her.
That homeless man is not paying.
AB, this is the third time in the show that you have said that people should lie.
Work smarter, not harder.
AB is supposed to be the person who's all holy.
Yeah, the Christian one is telling people to lie.
Oh my
God. If that were me, I wouldn't be getting anything fixed on my car.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so your car has dings on the windshield, dings on the side, scuffs marks everywhere. This car sucks. Yeah.
I don't regret buying it for a second.
I would ram it.
It's a little bumped and bruised, but she's still beautiful.
Besides announcing that her car sucks and she made a terrible purchase, Hannah also needs to make another announcement. It's an important announcement to her. She'll share it with you in 3 minutes on The Brett Mega Show.